smell! Just like cornbread done too well. What you need, you know I got. So hands up, who wants to rock?
Metal faithful, it is your man, Data Reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Rattledge, and this is the Metal Hammer of Doom. We are finally graduating from Lordiversity, yes, sirree, Bob, Lordiversity, and I am. We are going to be reviewing the final album of the Lordiversity box set, Master Beast from the Moon. And Master Beast from the Moon, according to the wiki, was inspired by Rush and Pink Floyd. Joining me to do that, as per usual, is my brother from another mother, the Dean of Lordiversity, Mr. Jesse Starcher. How do you do, sir?
You know, I think we have made it 7 albums in this Lordiversity set, and I just figured out today by looking at the cover of this album set that they're shooting for lore diversity, sir. That's what they have been shooting for this whole time.
Holy.
What?
I didn't get it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wow. I'm not kidding you.
You know what? That was worth 7 fucking months of this shit.
Lore diversity.
Diversity, sir. That's what they've been shooting for, and I had no idea until today. So, yeah, I'm excited, man. We're getting into the final chapter, the final album. Let's see how everything pans out.
All right, and of course joining us is the master of sticking your dick in places where they don't belong, the tall man himself, the Ent, Robert Cooper. How do you do, sir?
I feel like that intro really makes me sound far more lecherous than I actually am.
I mean, your dick doesn't belong in like the sleeve of a fur coat or the peanut butter jar or Vicks Vapor Rub. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Listen, they call me Dick Titten. They call him Dick Fitten.
Hey!
I thought that's what they called my girlfriend. Hello, Natalia. She won't hear this because she is balls deep in a PA degree. Holy shit, how do you people do this?
I'll tell you. Nothing like being hot for a girl and like the mind and the heart, the desire is all there, but your body will not like function the way you need it to in the moment you need it. I don't know if you've ever had that happen to you before, but it's happened to me several times where like you're like, yes, finally, and you can't get your brain and the rest of you on the same page. You know what I'm talking about, Coop?
Well, I know with my ex, we once did it for so long, it was like 5 a.m., and I'm like, come on, work.
Right. Yeah, again, punching like, yourself, all the whole thing, right?
Yeah, and it was just sitting there just like, sleep, I need... It was just sitting there just like a...
You're like quagmire, you're like shocking
California
it.
California raisin or something.
Yeah. I just felt the need to... I feel like this is a safe space for me to share.
So, yeah, you know. I mean, you know what? It happens to everybody. Doesn't matter if yours is normal, suntanned, sunscreened, what have you.
Sunshade. Jesse's just like, how did I back into this podcast? I came here to talk about lore diversity.
What did he back into? I mean, to be honest, there's a lot more to talk about with these jokes than there is this album.
Oh, right, my God. You ain't kidding. Can I tell you?
I mean, and I already have, but for the sake of the audience, I really didn't want to do this tonight. I'm not kidding. Like, I just, like, yeah. I listened to this album once, and I'm like, I'm so done. I'm so done with Lordy for a while. And then, like, half of the songs on here, Jesse, are, like, instrumentals and shit, or, like, random noises. Yeah. I'm like, can we not do this?
Like, I really felt like this, because I know you mentioned Pink Floyd and Rush. Mm-hmm. I was really getting a whole lot of definitely some, like, Meatloaf going in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, this really felt like a rock opera. I mean, this is exactly what it was. But just kind of like I said on the pre-show, like, the thing with a rock opera is the singer really has to be able to carry everything, and I really feel like your singer has to kind of be on a par that makes you want to listen to him and only him. And Mr. Lordy kind of reminds me of a drunk guy on karaoke night who is ready to fucking bang out some Meatloaf.
Jesse, here's something to tell you, and I want to get your opinion on this, and then we'll actually play some music. This is going to be our really short show, everybody. Like, honestly, if we don't bullshit, if we make it to a half an hour, I'll be really shocked. But
but we always bullshit. That's our thing.
It is our thing. As I've listened to Lordiversity, and I think I'm just going to kind of, like, give my summation of this experience now, and then maybe we can revisit it at the end. But we talked about this with certain albums. Like, his voice lends itself to certain styles, but not others. So, like, as much as I like the disco album, the disco duck, but he's like
duck
the damn duck, you know,
disco duck. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Mr. Lordy cannot carry a tune. It's working fine if he, you know, if you just want him to, like, growl and scream and carry on like a nut job. That's all fine and dandy, Jack. My problem becomes when you actually need him to sing, he can't do it. Like, That's not his thing. It's not his thing, no.
It's like asking a fish. It's like asking a fish to climb a tree. That's not the thing it does.
No. And so, some of the styles of music, Jesse, I really want you to talk. Some of the styles of music,
Jesse, save me.
Lend itself to somebody that can actually carry a tune, and he absolutely can't. His voice is too gravelly. It's a little pitchy dog, and yet, you know, he kind of threw himself into all these different styles, and not all of it works. And that's because there's such a disconnect between the style of music itself and his voice.
Right. Yeah, I think the one and only time that I think he really meshed with what they were shooting for was Spooky Sextravaganza Spectacular, which unfortunately got lost to the ether. We did a whole review on that one, and it ended up getting disappeared. But that was the industrial elements, and I think that he really kicked the shit out of that one.
Yeah, but I lost power and we lost the entire review. If I remember correctly, we were very favorable on that.
Yeah, that's the only one that it really felt like they were at home. I did enjoy their Kiss Adjacent album. I think there was some stuff on there that kind of felt decent. But again, yeah, he's not known for carrying a tune. This is a passion project for these guys to just, they were, you know, kicking things around and like, let's just do these albums. And that right there is really the effort that they put into it is about the only, I want to say it's the only thing, but I absolutely respect it. And it kind of gives it a little bit more credence, even though what we're getting is just, it's silly. It's goofy. This Master Beast from the Moon, it almost feels like they're trying to shoot straight because we're not getting a lot of the cliche Lordy that we have had in the past, the stuff that we're used to. And we'll talk about that, you know, as we kind of.
If that were the case, that would have been Masturbate from the Moon or something.
Right, dude. I'm trying to think of some sexual references that they put in this particular album, and there's none there. I don't think there is.
No, I really don't, and trust me, that's the only sex I ever get.
Oh my God. And when you come see me in North Carolina, I'll hook you up, okay?
Oh, ooh, okay. Oh man.
Row, row your boat.
Yeah.
I have to. Oh, by the way, so I'm an awful person. I have so far taught.
I was about to make a joke about offering my wife to you. So who's awful? Which one of us? Who's more awful? Go on.
True. That's true. Oh, see, I didn't even connect that.
Take my wife, please.
Take my wife, please.
I walked by and saw some non-soaking plates. Took a picture, sent it to one of my managers, and said, "Damn, this isn't going to sell well with the Mormons." And I had to teach them all what soaking was right then and there.
Wow.
Jesse caught the reference, which is like 1 out of 100. So good for you, Jesse. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know this reference until probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. It came up on a YouTube show, mm-hmm. and I was like, "What are they talking about?" Because they kept making a bunch of Mormon jokes, and soaking was reiterated like 5 or 6 times throughout the episode. That's what the internet's for, ladies and gentlemen. I had to go and look that up, but I'll let Coop explain this one.
Right, well, soaking is because, you know, Jesus can see you having sex. So what if instead of having sex, you're not doing the repetitious motion that really sex entails? You're just sitting in there and you're soaking.
And place then, it in, let her set.
Yep.
Set and it then you, and then forget
you
just have it.
Okay. So wait, and you then, in you in let me be clinical about this. Let me take all the sexiness out of this.
Can't wait to hear this.
Okay. So you stick your engorged penis into her vagina. Yeah?
And then you soak.
And then you just kind of like dying an egg. You just
pretty much, and then if you're really feeling adventurous, you have your friend go and shake the bed. And then you're not having sex. Somebody else is actually moving the bed and doing the motions, but it's not you, so
and,
you're still
pure. And this
pure.
Is to avoid God's wrath for sinful behavior?
Yeah, just like that song, The Loophole, by Garfunkel and Garfunkel and Oates. You know that song?
No.
Oh, that's such a beautiful song. Yeah, it's Fuck Me in the Ass Because I Love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Yeah, it's a song about doing anal sex, so you're still a virgin.
Wow.
Garfunkel and Oates are fucking hilarious, by the way. Those two broads make me giggle.
Can we go back to that? Because are we firm on this idea that only vaginal sex is... I guess it would be the only way that you can lose your virginity. Like,
I went off of that thought process with my ex because I was like, well, I haven't had sex with anybody, but she's like, well, we could just do butt stuff until you feel confident with that, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, where do we, Jesse? You want to make a ruling here? Butt stuff. If you do butt stuff and you've never had like regular good old fashioned American vaginal sex, does that count as losing your virginity?
Remember when we used
to listen to music and talk about it?
Right.
Man, I really miss those days.
Yeah.
And then Buckcherry came along and I showed back up.
Speaking of Buckcherries.
Man, I don't know, man. I would have to say that you're going to be... You're somebody is enjoying something sexual at that point, and I'm going to have to say that you're losing your virginity in some way.
Okay, but I would submit for evidence blowjobs.
I was going to say eating a hot dog, so there. I mean, that's probably better. Well, I mean, somebody it could be sexual.
We have to draw a line somewhere.
I still maintain if you really want to like make eating a hot dog fun, maintain eye contact the entire way. Not to be sexual, but to maintain dominance.
So let's go back.
Yes, that's true. Blowjobs, I mean...
Okay, so again, if you're talking about sticking your penis into some sort of human orifice, right? All of the... At any time that you stick your penis into a human orifice, are we making the argument... I need like a legal ruling, Jesse, from the bench.
Oh, sure.
Okay, with all of your legalese and sex law.
I just opened up a secure tab, but please continue.
Okay. I think if we're going to break this down like a fraction, I think there's an argument for only vaginal sex counts when one is losing one's virginity. And I would submit to you for evidence the Chasing Amy discussion about when one loses their virginity or not. However, is someone willing to make the argument here that any orifice will do? Anyone? Jesse, what do you think?
Oh, okay. So let me read to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The dictionary definition, that's mm-hmm. the word I'm looking for, of virginity.
Okay.
The state of never having had sexual intercourse.
Okay.
So then we have to look up
intercourse.
Sexual intercourse. I mean, intercourse
Pennsylvania.
Could be anything.
Yeah. City in Pennsylvania.
Okay, what is the definition of intercourse? Let's start there. Because you're adding the word sexual to it as if the word intercourse isn't enough. So let's start with what is intercourse.
Okay, here we go. Intercourse. Communication or dealings between individuals or groups.
Okay.
So
we haven't had the discussion about the nude resort yet, so I haven't had to tell you about the conversation pool. Okay, so
hey, wait a second. No intercourse me? Conversation. Oh, I see what's going on there now.
Yeah.
Conversation pool. Okay.
All right,
the intercourse pool.
Okay, so by that definition is what we're doing intercourse, is my question to you.
Right. That's what this says. And then below that it says short for sexual intercourse. So we're going to have to put in sexual intercourse in order to get a good definition of this.
Okay. So is this where two people talk about sex? Is that what the definition is?
I don't think so.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
Here we go.
Okay.
There is the dictionary on Google here has a definition of sexual intercourse. Sexual contact between individuals involving penetration, especially the insertion of a man's erect penis into a woman's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Okay, but I now have to pick that apart. Read that again.
Do you? Okay. Sexual contact between individuals involving penetration.
Stop.
Especially.
Stop. Right? No. Stop before especially. Because it's saying sexual penetration, again, the mouth and the butt count. Wouldn't you say?
That's penetration. I cannot argue.
Okay. So I would posit that just because they're saying especially is if, like, you know, when that happens, there's no question about it. But in these other cases, those count too, just not as much. So again, if you've never stuck your penis in an orifice before, and then you do, and that orifice happens to be the butt, you've then lost your virginity. I believe that is the argument being made.
I don't have virginity anymore.
Right.
Soaking.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I forgot Kurt. That is where that started.
Thanks. Yeah, I was trying to make my way back too. Like, where did we go off onto this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
So with the whole soaking thing, I don't think it matters if you're like. It feels like the repetition of movement is sort of a moot point.
Yeah. Once, see, I didn't understand that either when I first heard about this. I was like, you know, I know where I would say, okay, well, hey, this is, you've clearly crossed the line.
I will tell you, consent's not given, you certainly have.
Wait a minute, that's soaking something else there, Chief.
Can you just imagine that defense? Like, sir, you were not given consent to stick your penis in her vagina. Yeah, but I didn't go in and out, so therefore.
You know, I just kind of sat there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really. Is it breaking in a? Is it? I guess it'd be breaking and entering, but it's not robbery.
Oh my god!
Because I never left. I'm still there. I could still bring it back.
I'm just thinking, like, someone tuned into this review to hear really what we thought about this last Lordy album, and we are now 20 minutes into this, and not a
like that Amon Amarth review all over again.
Not a stitch
god
of
damn,
music to be had.
About the music.
It's not going to happen. All right.
Look, they have a song about anal fisting, guys. All right. And I'm all fine and dandy with that for them, not for me. But, I mean, the album that they put out, well, I can respect what they're doing. I don't necessarily respect the output.
Speaking of being fisted anally. All right. Who wants... Jesse, would you agonizingly like to hear music now? Are you begging to hear music? Would you please like us to move this on?
I am absolutely.
Have you just been? Have you been just salivating? In fact, just soaking in it.
Are you soaking, Jesse?
As a matter of fact, you have no idea.
I can't believe water that's bottle. I can't believe that's fun for either person.
I just don't know. Jesse, like to listen to some music.
You have a penis, yeah.
I do.
As a man who has a penis and has produced at least
hard
three children.
Yes.
Ooh,
I'll bet it is, baby. Arr. Arr. I have a question about your penis.
Okay.
So, we can discuss
this wasn't on the test.
So we can discuss Jesse's penis in vascular detail.
Oh, yes.
As I have tried to instruct the various women in my life, there's like a button, right, underneath, on the underside of your erect penis, that when you move it up and down, it will produce the moisture that concludes the evening's activities, yeah?
Right.
The moisture for the cloister, you say.
Yes, sir. But without manipulation of that button on the underside of said penis, you're not getting anywhere.
It's rare. It's a very, if at all, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're just, like, super sensitive. You know?
Right.
And maybe as a youngster you might have been. Not me, man. I knocked the sensitivity out of myself way early. But... there's no nerves there anymore.
No, it's when those burn. If I ever
right
have
off.
Kids and I tell them you're on my last nerve, that will not be the one that's there.
Yeah. So my point being that if you're just soaking, as the terminology goes, you're not manipulating that button. Therefore, how is this after maybe like the initial insertion?
I don't.
How is this
I don't
fun
know
for
when
the
you
guy?
Conclude.
Well, not,
I don't know when you conclude. Like, let's do 10 minutes of this. Okay.
When the egg is died, I guess. I don't know.
I have no clue, man. None.
Robert, why did you bring this up? I don't understand. Why did you make us talk about soaking?
I don't remember what brought it up. I just know that I thought that was fucking hilarious today.
Mm-hmm.
And if this podcast really needed anything, it was something to take more of our time. Because remember, we've only got about 15 minutes worth of actual music conversation. So I gotta pull some rabbit out of my ass.
Okay.
Which, you remember how you asked, do you have anything to talk about? No sticking dicks in anything. Oh, I think that's what it was. I think it was all the talks of dicks and everything. And I'm like, wait a minute. Non-soak plates. The Mormons. Boom.
Oh,
there we go.
That's how this started. You were telling your stupid work story, and then you brought up soaking plates, and I had no idea what the fuck you were talking about, and that's how we landed in this particular briar patch.
Pretty much. And you're very welcome. I actually had a friend of mine that did that on accident. He was an idiot.
He soaked.
His name was John. Yeah.
Wait,
he was like,
how do you soak? No, you can't just drop that in the middle of the fucking dance floor and expect me to ignore it. How does one soak by accident?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. I was going to finish. Unlike him, he was like, I'd have sex. I said, what do you mean? Well, I got it in, but I didn't know what to do after. I'm like, all right, buddy. You just do it again.
What? Yes.
I kid you not. This man he claimed he got in and then just like, what do I do next? And they couldn't figure it out. So I guess...
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That can't possibly be true.
No, I'm telling you, it's what he told me.
How do you
this
not know
the same
how...
Person
that's
that,
a sheltered like, person right
how
there.
How do you not know how
years
sex
years old
works.
Brought gunpowder to a high school.
Whoa, stop for a second. I have questions. How old was this person?
19.
Had they never masturbated before?
I imagine he had.
Was he doing it wrong?
Ask the man right now. Please, get your phone.
No. So I've officially ignored him for enough of my life that he's, I think, finally figured out I don't want to talk to him again.
Can we call him now? I have questions.
I think I should. I think that would be summoning something. That would be like, I'd be like an alcoholic picking up a bottle.
Does he think that the way to get off as a guy is to just squeeze it until juice comes out?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know his juicing habits.
That's not how the penis works.
Soak? Juice? I mean...
The juice is on the loose!
Oh my god, the juice is loose!
Heads will roll.
Wow.
No wonder his girlfriend went and slept with his roommate or something. His moron roommate, who wasn't a teenage runaway.
Look, I'm not against giving your penis a good squeeze. I'm just saying it's not going to produce the moisture.
No, it is not. In fact, all it's really going to do is just produce a lot of pain.
And you know, he has
like to call that children.
In his 19 years on God's green earth, he hasn't figured out that you have to manipulate the button in order to make the moisture?
I think finally, because he was a few years older than me, I'm hoping at like 33 years old he's managed to figure it out, but he also got fired from McDonald's for spitting in the sink. So
has he never seen porn?
I don't know. Maybe he was too busy spitting in the sink.
You know, in all my years of watching pornography, down since I was an elementary school child, because I fucked up.
All right.
I've never seen a porn where the guy just sticks it in and they're just like, and that's all.
Were you looking for the Mormon?
Scene.
I'm sorry, was I looking for Mormons?
Mormon porn? Were you finding that anywhere? Because I imagine where it would be happening at.
I'm born before the internet, so I was looking for what was available in my house.
Yeah, that wasn't a serious question, by the way.
I was hoping this isn't group.
I'm sorry. I thought this was a group therapy session. Hey, Jesse.
Oh,
sir, this is a Wendy's.
In Parma with a Pollock song.
That's right. Yeah. I bet they have a pierogi menu on the Wendy's up there in Parma somewhere. Just so because that's how popular apparently they are.
You can get it on a Baconator. You've never had a pierogi?
I don't think I have.
I've never had a pierogi.
Yeah, they're like a potato thing, right?
Yeah, they're like a ravioli with potato.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I fucking love ravioli and I love potatoes.
Yeah, man. I think I've seen them, but I've never had them.
You also don't know how restaurants work.
That is absolutely true. And these pierogies, it sounds pretty fucking highfalutin to me. I ain't gonna find them down here in the old Appalachia.
I ain't gonna be caught into no pierogies.
I almost brought you some pepperoni rolls, by the way. That's a real classic West Virginia staple.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't do that. Yeah, Mindy made some the night before.
Sounds delicious.
I ate them as we were walking to the fancy barbecue.
Pork belly and pepperoni rolls. That'd sit real nice for the whole concert.
I had a shat all over my seat that I didn't fit in. That guy would have dropped his phone on me. I'd have got up and shit right in his face.
I thought the guy would have been trying to hand over the joint just to get rid of the smell. Somebody light a match.
Hey,
He's
Jesse.
Like, hold on, I got this, guys.
Hey, Jesse.
Mark.
What if I played some music?
Yeah, why don't you ask our listeners that?
Wait, we have those?
I don't think we have any left. This is just three friends pulling on each other's wieners. All right.
Row your boat.
All righty. I'm going to go ahead and flip a switch here and talk about the first three songs off of Masturbate from the Moon. We've got No Bananas. We've got... All right, Moonbeast, Celestial Serpents, and Hurricane of the Slain.
frozen anxiety to fulfill my destiny. So we'll be within reach. I'm a phoenix, let me arise. All I want is to be alive. Death, unchain me, the flaming rain, lurking bane. Like the hurricane of the slain, preordained.
All right, Jesse. Moon Beast, Celestial Serpents, and Hurricane of the Slain.
Oh, boy. Excitement abounds, huh? Yeah, we're all excited for this album.
I'm moist.
So Moon Beast, you know, this kind of sets the tone for what we're going to get, obviously. Very piano-forward. Hella, the pianist.
He is the world's greatest pianist. Good night, everybody.
They get their time to shine here, so a lot of the album is going to be very similar to what we're getting in this first song. It's the second longest song on this album at 6 minutes and 29 seconds, and I mean, how long did you have to play that before Mr. Wardy even chimed in with some vocals?
A good 3 minutes.
Right, dude. Celestial Serpents, my notes for this, I mean, we have...
He was in the bathroom.
I gotta do some vocals. Celestial Serpents, we're seeing that each one of these songs progress into different territory after they start. You know, it may start out sounding one way, and then it's going to end up going into three different, you know, a lot of different elements that are just going to make the song sound different as it progresses. Hurricane of the Slain, my notes here are, if you were here for Lordy to pick up the pace with some heavy rock, you are going to be disappointed. This is probably one of the most laid-back tracks I think I've ever heard them do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've heard them do anything as subtle as Hurricane of the Slain. I mean, and there's another song, if I remember correctly, on this album that feels very, very muted to the over-the-top Lordy that we're usually used to. So those are my three notes.
Robert?
These songs exist.
They do.
This album exists. I mean, it's one of those, like, if you are really big into rock operas, like, if you flick your bean to that shit... this album is one you are going to enjoy at least.
I mean, if you can get past the vocals.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing, is that, like, I mean, Mr. Lordy is good at what he does, but one of the things he doesn't typically do is rock operas. Because, yeah, like, I keep joking about, it sounds like a drunk guy doing karaoke. I mean, really? You do!
Yeah.
And that is, like, all I can think of. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, this does not fit at all. This is, like, taking out, like, my fucking... Like, it's like... I don't know. It's like somebody taking out their high school cheerleading outfit and then being like, never mind. If you... Like, you know, if you got the... Like, he's got the confidence, definitely pulling it off. Good for him. I just don't really feel like it works for anything more than kind of the gimmick of the lure diversity, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can respect them trying to go with something different. Cause, I mean, hey, you know what? As a band, as an artist, sometimes you want to diversify. You do want to be able to do other things with your career. And maybe, if not prove it to anybody, at least prove it to yourself. Like, I can respect that.
Yeah.
I just don't necessarily feel like this album was anything more than, if anything, to please themselves.
Yeah.
And these songs, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe the fucking keyboardist really got tired of getting left behind, so they're like, you know what, man, We're just gonna let you go fucking ham.
So I
thought about that.
I talked about that time
they did a whole album where, like, you know what, Kirk Hammett, you really just don't need to exist. So then Death Magnetic was like half an apology to Kirk Hammett.
So I was thinking about this as you were talking. Like, we talk about this when it comes to film. Like, there is just some directors where, like, a Refn, you know, or in, like, George Lucas after Star Wars, where it's like, there's just nobody around to say no. And so they're doing their...
Nobody to edit anything.
Yeah, they're just like, I had this crazy idea. I'm going to do this. And everyone's like, yes, your penis is magnificent. And like, nobody is like, no, don't do this. This is bad. Your voice doesn't match the quality that you need for this. Like, these are all bad ideas and you should stop. Nope. They're just like, yeah, it's the pandemic. We don't have anything else to do. We're just going to do what we want. And because they're, again, they're not the world's biggest band, they can get away with it because they have such a niche audience to begin with. It's like, okay, if you like Lordy, you'll love more Lordy. And that was all like the thought that got put into this. And so, yeah, a lot of it doesn't work, but there was nobody in there to tell them that. And this doesn't work for me, brother.
Yeah, it's not going to work for me, brother.
I'm not doing the job to this album, brother.
No. All right, last four songs. We'll talk about them, and then we're done here.
I've got reviews, by the way. I've pulled up some reviews. We can get through them real quick.
The Angry Metal Guy does think about this.
Yeah.
Okay, the line, you fucking gimmick-stealing son of a bitch, is what does the Angry Metal Guy think about all this? And you
hey,
keep
you
talking.
Know what? I'm just, I am offering lore diversity here, all right?
Your gimmick infringement, you motherfucker. All right, I'm going to put my headphones down. Jesse, tell the world what the Angry Metal Guy thinks about all this.
No, okay. All right. There goes Mark. He was so upset.
I think he was like, you know what, Mr. Lordy, you're right. I think I should go poop, just like you are.
He planned on these four songs being a poop break. What an asshole. Here we go. All right. You know that's what he did. So, Master Beast from the Moon, Metal-DE, says it got a 7 out of 10. MetalDigest.com gave it a 60%. Liverpool Sound and Vision gave it an 8.5 out of 10. The Headbanging Moose, that's right, our Canadian friends up north, they gave it a 3 out of 5. And Zephyrs-Odom-DE gave it a 5.5 out of 10. So we got quite a varied bit of ratings here for this album. I mean, our highest one was, I would say, from metal-digest.com, giving it an 8.5 out of 10. But, you know, I tend to believe the more lower, and I think this was amongst all of the albums one of the lower graded or lower rated albums that was in this set. I one of the things that spoke to this, I just got a quick sentence from metalrules.com, metal-rules.com. It says the album is quite sonically diverse with orchestral parts, acoustic piano, and lots of synths, choirs, and even a flute solo. So there is a lot going on this album that you normally would not hear in a regular Lordy album here. So they put a lot of work into it. I mean, this is probably, when you look at it, and as we go through the rest of these songs, one of the most busy Lordy albums out of Lordiversity, and maybe amongst their whole collection. Because you're not going to see a lot of what we get on any other albums. There's not going to be that much diversity when it comes to the all of the instruments that are being put into one song. So I guess I'll give them that. It's a lot of work, but, man, when you put that much work into something like this to get a mediocre result, it's, you probably are thinking to yourself, man, I wish I would have had a better reception to it. But
you know what would have helped this album? Different singers.
Tell me.
Like, had they done like an Avantasia kind of a thing, where it's like, let Lordy do the stuff that Lordy, let Mr. Lordy do what Mr. Lordy's good at,
but where he needs a better vocalist to complement the
bring
style of music.
Bring him in, yeah.
Yeah, let's get some different vocalists in this.
Right.
Yeah, no, I actually agree. I think that would have been spectacular, and I really think that maybe would have pushed this album a little bit further, because this album does have, like, it's trying. Like, it really is. I just don't think it necessarily gets there.
Right. That's it, Mark. Let's go with the last four.
Sorry, you stopped talking. I had a mouthful of spaghetti.
Oh. Ooh, you've got spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Actually, what I had was a mouthful of fucking clamshell from the spaghetti. But the clams are gone.
Clams in your spaghetti?
Well, mussels. Okay. I had mussels and spaghetti the other night. I ate all the mussels, and I had a little spaghetti left.
You put the mussels in the spaghetti? Much.
We've been recording for 12 hours. I'm hungry.
12 hours? Oh, you're being facetious.
Mussels in the spaghetti?
Why are you questioning me?
I just want to know if that's what you're doing.
Okay.
I'm not judging.
Is the flavor
a
little strong?
What are you insinuating? Jesse, it's mussels, cooked mussels in their shells on top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Oh, okay. All right. Is it tomato sauce?
It's a tomato-ish sauce. Like, it's not it's not like a thick ragu, but it's definitely like tomato adjacent.
Bro, the only thing that goes in spaghetti up here is hamburger. That's it.
I like some good Italian sausage. I'm not gonna lie. Some ground Italian sausage.
Ooh, that does sound pretty tasty. Something from, I don't know about mussels, but I'm not judging.
My
wife has done
terrible things to me.
But such I think... as put mussels into your spaghetti.
No, that was fine.
Show me on the doll.
I'm eating this because I have to.
My wife has done terrible things to me, but I think the worst thing of all is she has denied me Italian sausage because she doesn't like the caraway seeds.
Oh, wow. That's rough, man.
See what I'm saying? Do you understand the pain that I live with every day?
Yeah, that's rough. That is rough.
Caraway seeds? I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay, you've eaten Italian sausage, right?
I guess.
More, I just soak it.
Yeah, I don't want the Lord to really judge me. I mean, I think I have. I just didn't know there were seeds in sausage.
Do the people who think that soaking gets you out of the Lord's wrath think the Lord is dumb?
Well, I mean, yeah, look at what he made.
Anyway, cooked mussels.
This is a metal show.
It was cooked mussels.
Welcome to the sausage hammer of doom. Oh, that sounds worse.
We're back to beating people with dildos again, Jesse.
Is that the name of the character in The Boys that has the animated penis?
Oh, the one with the gigantic donger? Oh, what was his
sausage
name?
Sausage hammer of doom.
What, he had a name actually.
Yeah, I can't remember.
That's in volume 2. That's in the second trade. The guy with the giant.
Yeah, I know. We
dick.
Were talking about him. I cannot remember his name. Oh, man.
The
boys anyway.
Dick guy.
Oh, dang it. Right. You're googling it before I can.
All right. Who wants to hear more music?
Love Sausage.
That's it.
Love Sausage. Yes.
Oh, yes. We should rename this podcast The Love Sausage of Doom.
I mean,
yes.
What's the worst? I mean, it would pretty much fit our gimmick.
True.
The Love Sausage jukebox.
Pull the trigger on these last four, Mark, and get this over with.
Please put us out of our misery.
Jesse, do you often think about what if I was on a metal show that actually talked about the album and not sex incessantly? Like, do you long to be podcast Amory? Where, like,
podcast Amory.
I think you are kind of podcast Amory. I see you, Jesse. I see you stepping out on me with your Kapow people.
My boys over there, Kapow. Shout out to those guys who ain't going to listen to this podcast.
We are like, I like Mark, but I also have so much love to give. that I have to give it to the Kapow guys.
Oh, I spread it all around.
I like Mark, but I have standards.
So your podcast, Amory, Jesse, and I wonder, does this podcast, this Metal Hammer of Doom podcast, not fulfill your needs that you feel like you need to do another metal show? Because this is not
the only
Doom
metal show that I do. So okay, yeah, Kapow's not doing anything on metal.
My question, you haven't really answered my question. I feel like you deflected it, because now I know the truth about you. Is that you secretly long to do a different metal show that isn't this asinine?
Oh! Are there ones out there? That's how sheltered I am.
Yes.
I didn't know there's other ones out there.
I've only found really one other one that I listened to. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave. The metal
podcast. Sorry, the cat had to come. Yeah, hello, Dave, the podcast. We talk about making biscuits.
Who would like me to make this less creepy and play more music?
Do your best.
Or my worst. All right, next four songs. Last four songs. Spear of the Romans, Bells of the Netherworld, Church of the Succubus, and Robots Alive.
Betrayed us with a smile.
Jesse, take me home, baby doll.
Oh, my goodness. So we get four songs there: Spear of the Romans, Bells of the Netherworld, Church of the Succubus, and Robots Alive. Boy, that was a weird one. So, yeah, Spear of the Romans, we're almost 2 minutes into that song, and that's almost 6 minutes long before any lyrics get spoken, and I wasn't really a big fan of that song. Bells of the Netherworld, it's one of the shorter ones here. Lyrically, I think we were talking about this earlier, it's not one of the most diverse lyrically. There's six stanzas, two of which are repeated, so it's, you know, I don't want to say it's lazy, but it just, you're just filling time on a short enough album already with 45 minutes. And Church of the Succubus, well, this is the exact opposite of short. This is a song that is 25% of the album. It is 12 minutes long, massive. It starts out pretty epic, I think. I mean, there's a lot of orchestral elements in it. You've got some guitar solos that happen. Screaming Lordy shows up in here, because you don't see that much throughout this album. But yeah, and it's a decent song. I don't hate it. For as being 12 minutes long, it doesn't wear on me as much as I thought it would. And Robots Alive, yeah, that one's, it's different, it's kind of fun. I didn't mind it. It's kind of like a weird bright spot on this album. Final thoughts, and I'll turn it over to Coop.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Pat Gessner pitch meeting? Not pitch meeting, the band pitch for Clutch?
No. What does he say?
Did I not send it to you?
I don't think you did. I didn't see it. I don't remember seeing it.
Give me 1 second. Go ahead. Go ahead and do the actual show, and then I'll distract you.
Thank you. You jump in and interrupt me as soon as I'm, you know, at least making half of a point.
Will do.
Okay. I also noticed that there's no songs from Collection on here, which was kind of like the whole impetus for this thing happening. Collection was a collection of songs over their fictional years of Lordy being around since the 70s, and I don't think any of these made it on Collection, which is pretty interesting. The other thing is that for a concept album, this one actually kind of comes up really short, because I don't know what the hell is going on. Now, I can remember, of course, it was only six songs, but you know what got me into really enjoying Lordy was Monstereophonic, and that those last six songs on that album where they're talking about the demonarchy and everything that's happening, you know, in this between a vampire and a zombie and a witch. You know, all sorts of fun stuff there. I could follow that just fine. Here, I was lost. I don't know what the hell is going on in this album. I'm pretty sure there's a concept, but I don't know what it is. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and switch it over again. So I'm going to play for you first the band pitch for Clutch, because, you know, big Clutch fans. But he's got an even newer one for Testament, which I haven't heard yet. So I'm going to debut it here. Ready?
Let's hear it.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, Clutch, what do you got?
Well, we're from Maryland, and we're looking to get into the rock scene here.
Okay, judging by the times, you are going to be a grunge band, correct?
Now, we were thinking a mix of country, blues, and metal, like the music that would play in a porno about Tombstone, Arizona.
Okay, and lyrically, what are you guys going to be doing?
Well, a lot of songs about how we like playing loud music, some stuff about politics, and just a little bit of whatever else comes to mind.
Examples.
All right, well, here's a bunch of stuff I wrote during the last hangover I had. Hopefully it'll make some sense.
Okay, dude's riding elephants, a step-by-step guide on how to be president. This one just says Cormac McCarthy is awesome.
Yeah, I could probably get a whole album or two out of that one.
So you're going to stick around for a while, then?
We were thinking like 30, 40 years. Wait for new metal to come and go before we really strike it big.
I don't think you meant to give me this last one. It's literally just a recipe for crab cakes.
I absolutely meant to give you that one. It means a lot to me.
I mean, I'm going to listen to it. Just looking at the lyrics, it does look tasty. Okay, Clutch, what do you got?
Well,
Okay, Testament, what do you got for me?
Well, we're a thrash metal band from the Bay Area.
Thrash metal band from California. I haven't heard that one before.
I mean, we're different than the other guys. Alike in many ways, but different.
Alright, tell me how.
Well, we got a guitarist who moonlights for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, a singer who's such a Native American icon that he's actually in the Smithsonian, and a drummer that's a human atomic clock.
Atomic what now?
It's just a nickname, but he may actually be an android designed for keeping rhythm. Okay, let's say this whole thrash thing dies out in a couple of years. You guys got a backup plan? Nope. Just keep spitting in the face of time. Keep making music that sounds like it would play in a motorcycle bar that's being overrun by zombies. Maybe include some death metal elements or something. Alright, let's talk contingency plans. Let's say something awful happens, like your singer gets a rare form of cancer. What do you do? Well, we could replace him, or have him get so angry he just screams at the cancer till it goes away. That's not really an option. It's not an option for everybody, but have you met Chuck? Okay, Testament, what do you got for me?
That's fucking great.
Chuck Billy.
Oh, that made my night.
Yeah,
scream
that was great.
At the cancer until it goes away.
Really hoping they would bring up the crab cakes.
Do they have a song about crab cakes?
Oh, it is legitimately a recipe to make crab cakes.
Have I played for you the Allegiant one yet?
I think yes, you did. I've seen that one. I've either seen it or you played it. That's great.
Okay, he's got a couple of more here: Psycho Stick, Diablo Swing Orchestra, Ninja Sex Party, The Darkness, and Dragon Force.
I think I've seen the Ninja Sex Party one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rob Cooper, anything?
Ninja Sex Party. I had a friend of mine that was like obsessed with those guys.
I am asking if you want me to play any more of these.
Oh, by all means, go for it. Like, I'll take I'll take the Diablo Swing Orchestra for 500, Alec.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Diablo Swing Orchestra, what are you guys all about? Well, we're from Sweden, and we're a metal band that, for all intents and purposes, shouldn't be a metal band. Elaborate. Alright, so you know how most bands have, like, a singer, guitarist, and a drummer? Usually. Well, we're gonna have all that, plus cellos, a Caribbean percussion section, and a full brass band. Oh, so rather than, like, pick a genre and stick with it, you're just gonna just take all of them. It's gonna sound like if the Church of Satan hired a ska band, a high school wind ensemble, and a mariachi to just kind of play together and hope it all works. And this works, like, musically, logically, and all that. Yeah, like, in defiance of nature and science, it's gonna do very well, like if Bear McCreary did the music for an animated Disney film. Alright, cool. Sounds like this is gonna be a fun experiment. Experiment? We got, like, 15 years of material worth of this, even after the original singer leaves. She's an opera singer, isn't she? She is, in fact, an opera singer, yes. I should have put money down there was gonna be an opera singer in this band. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Robert Cooper. Any more here?
Ninja Sex Party.
God damn it.
Oh, let's hear.
Here we go.
Okay, Ninja.
If you were a wrestler, what would your entrance music?
Oh.
You were.
Okay, Ninja Sex Party. What do you got?
It is another new office. I'll be damned.
Focus. Right, sorry. I'm a Jewish superhero, and that is a ninja in a costume who wants to kill everyone, and we want to sing songs about partying and sex. So, like Steel Panther? Yeah, but way less subtle. Dear Lord. It's a comedy band. We're going to put out songs about seducing mermaids with pizza, dinosaurs shooting lasers in space, and when you get boners for no reason. And you're just going to do all this music yourselves? To start, when we need to add more depth to the songs, we'll add these guys we know in the band Twerp. They got a robot that plays drums, a Devo hat that wanted to be a real boy for their singer, and a lion.
A lion?
Yeah, he's their bassist. Okay, we'll get started on promotion, unless your friend over there has something he'd like to say. I genuinely don't know how to respond to this.
Well, that stare means he wants to do an acoustic album.
How is that the most unrealistic thing about all of this? Okay, Ninja Sex Party, what do you got?
Okay. Are we done with this bit, or should I do one more, Robert?
All right. That was good. It was a good time.
Okay. You don't want to do Dragon Force or Legion or Red Fang or Ice Nine Kills?
Oh,
or...
fucking yeah. Love Red Fang. All right. If we must.
All right. One more, then. Before Jesse's like, I'm going to end up in divorce.
Going to end up in bed.
I don't know.
Hi there. We're Red Fang. Beer? No thanks. Why don't you just tell me about your band? Well, we're from Portland, Oregon. We play music that wouldn't sound out of place in a low-budget action film, but only in a good way. That's your pitch. Yeah, we know what we're all about. We're going to be the type of music that plays in the back of some guy's head when they fight a horde of zombies in the parking lot of a Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, and with that type of sound, what bands do you think you'd be able to tour with? We were thinking all of them. Beer? No thanks. What do you mean, all of them? Well, we were thinking, depending on our mood, we fit in with everybody from Cayuse to Opeth to Crowbar.
So pretty much anyone with a guitar you could open for.
Exactly.
Beer?
No, stop it! Are all those beers different brands?
Also, who do we talk about concerning our music videos? We had a bunch of ideas, including us dicking around for 4 minutes with a samurai sword and one where we just kill a bunch of LARPing nerds.
I think I will take that beer.
Hi there, we're Red Fang. Beer?
Well, that was fun.
Fucking love
good
Red
stuff,
Fang.
Good times.
Their music videos are the best, by the way.
Clearly. Pat Gessner says they are. All right,
I
folks.
Mean, have you seen their music videos?
I have not. All right,
oh,
folks.
Dude, Prehistoric Dog. That's like the first one we're going to have to do.
Okay. Oh, put it on the list.
Well, folks, we've been recording for 18 hours. Next week, we'll review Soulfly Totem and, I don't know, less sex talk, more music. What do you think, Jesse?
Yeah. You don't see that happen.
You don't believe me, do you?
You sound that you're spirited in your enthusiasm.
Yeah, let's see that happen.
All right, folks. We reviewed DC League of Super Pets this past week, The Boys Season 3. We're going to re-air Oakley Dokley on Saturday, Black Mirror Season 2 on Sunday, Creed Part 2 on the 8th, and then we're back live. Jesse's got a hell of a boss. Episodes, I think, like 4 through 7, and then we'll be reviewing Bullet Train, and then we're back here again for Soulfly Totem. Right now on YouTube is our Metal Hammer of Doom extra for Soulfly Filth Upon Filth, where Jesse and I talked about our date in Cleveland, our sexy date, where Jesse didn't know how receipts worked.
A lot of things I didn't know how to work up there.
Hey,
I don't know how going out of the house works. This is why I don't do it. All right, Jesse, I hear you review comic books.
I do. As a matter of fact, you can go check out the Source Material Comics feed right here on the W2M Network Source Material Comics podcast, where we just sit down and either a guest will show up and we'll talk about a comic book storyline, what have you, or I might go out on a solo venture, just like I did here yesterday. That was Wednesday. It is now Friday. I had just realized we're going into 1 o'clock in the morning here.
Sorry.
August 3rd, Adventures of Bayou Billy #1 from Archie Comics back in 1989. Dropped on the Source Material Comics podcast. You can hear me talk about the comic. Plus, at the very end, you can hear me reenact the final scene of Bayou Billy's video game. Oh, it's fantastic. I even do a credits roll. It's great. And then next week, you can hear me, Chris Armstrong, and Evan Bevins get together and talk about the time Darkhawk and Sleepwalker cross paths for the first time in Marvel Comics. It's called Portals of Power. It's 3 issues. That'll be airing next week on the 10th of August. And yes, we talked about Kapow, the pop culture podcast. I guested over there for quite a few episodes. As a matter of fact, they just dropped the episode where, if you followed anything on my feed, we talked about this huge auction that happened with some insane Star Wars figures. Well, they have a little bit of an episode where they recorded me finding out who was putting these items up for bid, and it was somebody that a lot of us knew, and we couldn't believe it. So if you want to hear that, that just dropped. Plus, we did some fun stuff in a role-playing game called Kids on Bikes, and it's all recorded. We finished it all out. The final episode should be airing here pretty soon. If you like to listen to people play role-playing games, that was a fun adventure. Let me just say, one of my powers was to fart really loud, and I could use that to get out of situations, and I do quite frequently on there. And in real life, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, gets me out of plenty of situations. So anyway, yeah, talk about not being social. That's all I have to say.
All right, Robert Gruber, take me home, baby doll.
Well, to finish my review for the album, I'd give it a solid 2 out of 5. Because never actually got to do that.
Yeah, I guess we do need to hear that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
whatever.
I mean, I felt like the album overall, again, respect where they were going for. It really does feel like they did put love and care into it. It's just, you know, kind of like when a serial killer comes from a nice family. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out no matter what you put into it. Yeah, in terms of plugs, I have that friend of mine that she might do a podcast someday. She hadn't mentioned it again. She met some new guy, so it probably is not going to happen. That's fair, though.
Are you bringing her to my poly party?
No, unfortunately. I should just bring Natalia. Hello, Natalia. Actually, it wouldn't be a far drive. I could just pick her up on my way there.
There you go. Bring her to the poly party.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
There'll be a beer for everybody.
Like, we're just going to meet your friends. Right, quote, meet.
Slap some meat, baby.
Meaty men slapping meat.
Big meaty men and women slapping meat.
Slapping man meat.
Mm-hmm. That's for at least 2.5 days.
Oh boy, that's a lot of man. You're gonna look like the fucking Harvard rowing team by the time you're done.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah. You ain't kidding, man. Oof. I went to go see Less Than Jake right before we went to Cleveland. And it was an outdoor venue, and I did not hydrate. I was just one giant muscle cramp. Ugh, yeah, dude, I was a mess.
Bad news.
Yes, sir.
Bad news.
Well, folks.
Definitely felt less than... Oh, and now I remember the stupid joke I was going to ask about the Church of Succubus. How do you think they feel about soaking?
This has been the Metal Hammer of Doom. For Jesse Starcher, that's Robert Cooper, I'm Mark Rattledge. Wow, this was 1 hour and 16 minutes of just nonsense. Be well, be safe, and behave. Where's my outro music?